Well, let's talk about the end of the world. So keep going to the right to the book of Daniel. Okay, where we're going to end this morning is in Luke 21. So for those of you that love to know the ending, when I say let's turn to Luke 21, you know we're close. Okay, but look at Daniel chapter 12, because prophecy is the key. And of all these thousands of verses, 8,352 that contain prophecies, which one explains the end of the world? Because God would want us to know about that. He said, I've declared the end from the beginning. So how do we know? In fact, if someone was to ask you at work tomorrow, at the grocery store this afternoon, or maybe you're stopping by gas, and maybe they've been thinking about the headlines of the paper saying 150,000 people died, and they say, now you're religious, aren't you? How do you know when it's the end of the world? You ought to show them Daniel 12, okay? And I want to show you specifically verse 4, because I love this. This one should stop you in your tracks if you think about it, and I will try and give you the background, but we could spend a long time in the book of Daniel. It's a major book of prophecy. But 12:4 says this, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Okay, that's pretty clear. Daniel gets this whole long prophecy, and it's chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10, chapter 11, and the beginning of chapter 12, and the angel says, okay, now seal this thing up. You know, cork it, put it in one of those clay pots, and hide it with the rest of the scrolls. Seal it up till the end. Oh, so this verse talks about the end. How do we know about the end? He's already described it in verse 1 and 2 and 3. He says that those who sleep in the dust will awake and there's going to be this judgment. But how do we know when the end is? Look at the end of this verse. This is the description, and we just go right by this sometimes. Here is God's description of how to know that you're living at the end of the world. And there's only two simple little phrases. Look what it says. Many shall run to and fro. That's number one. The end of the world comes when many run to and fro. And number two, knowledge shall increase. Those two phrases I'll just jump out at you. When God, who has written the future, wants us to know when the end is here, he says two events will be noticeable. Many will run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Now, you have to listen to this history lesson because this is fascinating, okay? All of you can track with me, okay? These are stories from the Bible. Running to and fro, look at verse 4. Running to and fro speaks of traveling. I mean, right? I mean, that's not. You don't need an encyclopedia and a chart for that. Running to and fro. I mean, we still say, oh, they're just running around, or let me run to the store. So this is traveling, okay? How has travel changed on our planet? Now, unless you take a long view, you don't even get this, because we're so caught up with where we are. I want you to think about the long view. Someone living today has no idea how close we are to the end unless you step back. The pace of change is staggering. Now, I want you to think, for the last, I'm going to give you a 3,000-year history lesson, okay, in 30 seconds, okay? 3,000 years ago, David, you know, the one that wrote half the book of Psalms, hired wooden boats powered by wind, you know, sailboats, to bring special wood for the temple. His son, 40 years later, by the name of Solomon, actually built and operated a fleet of, listen, wooden ships powered by wind, by which Solomon carried on extensive trade with Africa, Europe, and parts of Asia. Okay? 3,000 years ago. A little bit after that, Jonah. Remember Jonah and the whale? Now, this is almost 3,000 years ago. Jonah, living in Israel, walked to a port city that's still there. It's called Joppa, and it's a beautiful little town right by Tel Aviv. He walked to Joppa, went to the docks, and bought a ticket. It says he paid his fare to sail to Spain. 3,000 years ago, people traveled in wooden boats powered by wind sails, and they went all over the ancient world. Okay? 2,000 years ago. Okay? You're still with me? That was 3,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul traveled around the Roman world by foot, and often by foot walking to boats that were made of wood, that were powered by wind, and he sailed all over the place 2,000 years ago. So not much change between, you know, David and Paul's time. Same method, foot, little horse and chariot and wooden boats. 500 years ago. 3,000 years ago, David. 2,000 years ago, Paul. 500 years ago, Columbus set off to find a shorter way to get to China, and he climbed onto a wooden ship, not very much different from that of David, Solomon, and Jonah, and Paul. So 500 years ago, travel had not changed much. Wooden boats powered by wind in their sails. 200 years ago, Benjamin Franklin walked to a dock in America and boarded a wooden sailing vessel for his trip to France. 200 years ago, not much different than the ones from 3,000 years ago and 2,500 years ago. In fact, just over 100 years ago is when things began to change abruptly, and they stopped having merely wooden boats pushed by the wind. With the advent of steam, man was able to no longer be tied to manpower and wind power. And then came the steamship, and then came the locomotive, and then the automobile, and then the airplane, and so on. In just one generation, the whole world changed. But it hadn't started to rapidly change until just in the lifetime of many of you sitting here this morning. You don't realize how fast the world's changing. Kids tire of hearing the olden days stories, if they only knew how recent the olden days were. Today, there are routine scheduled flights of airliners that make a trip from continent to continent in a few hours. Many shall run to and fro, and so we are without hardly a thought. No one in the history of this planet ever traveled like we who are alive today can travel. This, according to Daniel, is the first sign that you're at the end. When people can almost without thought travel to and fro across this planet and just come and go, and they are